unbelievably worse. A few days later, the police came and arrested my father. They had found Mom's mutilated body in a field outside of town and wanted to question him. In that instant, the family life I knew was destroyed. My father was soon returned because the police had found a pair of glasses that did not belong to him at the murder scene. This clue led to the man who had so brutally killed my mother. At school, the gossip was vicious. At home, there was chaos, and no one would tell me what was happening, so I withdrew and began to block out the reality around me. If I could pretend it didn't exist, it might go away. I became extremely lonely and defiant. The confusion, pain, and grief had begun to subside when an article appeared in a murder mystery magazine about my family's misfortune. The children at school started the gossip and scrutiny all over again. I retreated further and became angrier and more withdrawn. It was easier that way because people would leave me alone if I acted disturbed even before they tried to inquire. Because my father was unable to care for all nine of us, the family had to be split up. About a year later, he remarried and my oldest brother offered to take me in. He and his new wife tried to help me, but I was just so defensive there was little they or anyone else could do. Finally, I took a job after school sorting soda bottles in a grocery store, where I found I could forget if I worked hard enough. In addition, it was a good place to steal beer and be a big guy with the other kids in school. That's the way my drinking began, as a way to make the pain go away.
This is the end of CD 12.